In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading, Matthew, the 27th chapter, specifically verse 51a. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the first miracle of the Passion that St. Matthew wants you to marvel at is the moment of Jesus' death, where the curtain in the Jerusalem temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The curtain that was torn was a barrier, a physical separation between two main rooms in the temple. The room that was by far the most significant was the most holy place, sometimes called the Holy of Holies. The room itself was regarded as the very dwelling place of the true and living God in all His holiness and glory. The curtain that separated the rooms was about 6 inches thick, stood about 45 feet high, and stretched the entire interior width of the temple. It was a visible reminder to the priests and the people of what God had said by the mouth of the prophet Isaiah: "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you." This curtain, however, was not the only form of separation by any means. Around the temple were walls and other curtains, courts, all of which separated the people in their sins from God in His purity and holiness. On the other side of the curtain, the second room, was the holy place. It was the room, along with the court of priests, where the priests carried out their priestly duties. The priests were part of the separation, but they were also the go-between. The men who provided the animals for the sacrifice could bring them into the court of priests. There the priest would lay his hands on the animal to be sacrificed. This symbolically transferred the sins of the people to the animal, which was then sacrificed. The Lord, the God of Israel, instructed His priests to then bless the people who stood forgiven and holy before Him. This separation, of course, meant that the people had no access to God. Only the high priest could enter the most holy place, going through the curtain once a year on the Day of Atonement with the blood of a bull or a goat that had been sacrificed. The priest, the other ones, had no access to the most holy place. The people had no access to the most holy place, or even the holy place for that matter, and could only on occasion, when they were allowed, enter the court of the priests. The women could go so far as the court of women, and no further. The Gentiles could go as far as the court of the Gentiles, and no further. If they did, well, woe to them. The wages of sin is death. All of this was part of the Old Testament ceremonial law, along with the moral and civil. It had been given to Moses on Sinai after the Israelites had left Egypt and were on their way to the Promised Land. We speak of various features of the priesthood that foreshadow the role and purpose of Jesus. The high priest going into the most holy place foreshadowed the reality that Jesus is our great high priest. The sacrifices in the temple and the blood of the animals foreshadowed the altar of Calvary's cross, where Jesus, the Lamb of God, was offered as a sacrifice once for all, and His blood was smeared on the doorposts and the lintels of the cross. The Day of Atonement foreshadowed the reconciliation between us and the Father, our removal of sin, the imputation of God's holiness and righteousness, the declaration that our sins are forgiven, and now we have access through faith in Jesus Christ. For you see, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem us who are under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. And in the flesh of Jesus, who gave His life as a ransom for you, the dividing wall of hostility, of separation between you and God, has been broken down. The curtain has been torn in two from top to bottom. You are no longer God's enemy. You have been brought near to Him through the cleansing blood of Jesus. You are all sons of God through faith in Him. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. You are pure. You are holy. You are righteous in God's sight because you are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And because of this Jesus, you now have access to the Father. That's what St. Paul writes. We have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened up for us through the curtain. That is, through His own flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from all an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to this confession of our hope without wavering, for He who has promised it is faithful. We are reminded of this access, of our reconciliation to God every time we come to church. There is not a courtyard of priests to go through before you get to church, into the building here. When we get to the door, we don't have Levitical priests telling us that we're not allowed to enter. Nor do we have a curtain separating the chancel from the nave of the church. No! We have a God who welcomes us, who loves us, who forgives us, who even feeds us with His own body and blood. The tearing of the curtain in the temple is a miraculous sign of our Heavenly Father that He welcomes you back into His presence. The Father sent the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit, that by the Holy Spirit you may be joined to Jesus, who reconciles you to the Father. Rejoice, dear saints of the living God, rejoice! For you and I are no longer enemies of God, nor are we separated from Him. You have been reconciled. You are His children. You have access to God, now and forever. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.